MTV Cast.
Hello, Eddie O'Day calling in from the EDT. I'm in Berlin, New Hampshire. Made it through Maine. yeah, so I think I called in yesterday from Stratton. Maybe not. I don't even remember. Anyways, I left Carabasset and got my bike fixed there. More brake issues. Got out of there about noon. It's kind of clear in the valley, but on my ride out up there, it rained for a couple hours on me over to Stratton. It's like 15 miles. Took about 3 hours between the climbing and the rain and just some rugged snowmobile track. So slow going. I was hoping better for the next bit onto Rangeley, but didn't really get it. The rain had blown through at that point. Actually, back in Stratton, I found out everybody up here uses mini splits on all their homes and businesses and whatnot. And they're heat pumps, right? So they pump out this really hot, dry air. Fantastic for drying your stuff out. So I had to kind of camped out in front of this thing for about 40 minutes while I ate and got more water and sorted out my things. I had to do a little tightening on my cranks that had come loose. Let's let everything dry out, and it worked amazingly. Like, my shoes were completely dry. So got all the things back together, rode out of there. It's just rugged ATV track for 20 miles, maybe 22 miles to Rangeley. Some steep climbing, some hike a bike. We definitely need to get a smaller chain ring and need to work on that soon. And then got into Rangeley just as the sun was setting. This was really pretty sunset. Haven't had a ton of those, just usually in the trees a lot. But anyways, had a good dinner there. Had some salmon and rice and vegetables. I was just so happy that it wasn't pizza or a burger or some sort of sub. So that was all good stuff. And then I pushed on from there, probably about, I don't know, maybe not quite 9 o'clock when I left out of there. My soft goal was, you know, a good 20, 25 miles, and bigger goal was about 35 miles out to a campground called South Arm. So I got about 20 miles out, saw some light on at a cabin and some movement going on. So I did a quick U-turn and rode in there and asked for some water. And next thing I know, these guys, these two Ukrainian guys and their sons and a friend of their son, they've got me sitting down and they're feeding, you know, I've got bottles of water and they're giving me meat and cheese and bread and avocado and just like, you know, insisting that there's no way you're just going to leave here with some water. What are you talking about? You know, because in their brain, it's, you know, whatever, 11 o'clock at night, 10:30 at night, and this guy's riding a bike. That doesn't even make sense. And but they were just so over the top nice and just won me over so quick. And so they've got these mushrooms spread out all over the table. They've been gathering, foraging for mushrooms all morning, and then had brought them back, sorted them all. You got to pick through, make sure you don't get a bad one in there. As they said, you can eat all of the mushrooms, but some of them you can only eat once. I mean, these guys were so much wisdom. And then, yeah, like they let me inside. They had a hot heater, you know, just blowing some really hot, dry air. So that helped dry me out because it was super humid and cool. So I got dry clothes. I go set my tent up and out in the grass in the front yard. And there's Bowden and Igor were the two guys, the two adults. And so Bowden goes to bed. Igor and I sit up. He's still boiling mushrooms. And I guess that, you know, they wash them 3-4 times. They then boil them for whatever, 30 or 40 minutes. And then they kind of strain them a bit, not fully, but it kind of leaves a little bit of broth. And then they bag them up and freeze them. And there's enough mushrooms for them and their families for the year. And so he gets me a little bit just so I can taste it. And man, it is just so good. And then, but him and I sat up and sipped vodka for for an hour or so while you finish this last boil. And we just talked for that hour. It seemed like so much longer than an hour. Maybe it was a little bit more than that. But anyways, eventually, of course, I had got tired hits, and I got to go and crawl in that tent and go to sleep. Of course, vodka hits too. But it was just such a nice, the best night of this whole trip. And I've had some nice nights, met some really great people. But these guys were just so over the top, generous and genuine, just and conversationalist. And it was fantastic. I stayed there and got up in the morning, got packed up. Nobody was moving. They all had a late night. Just as I was leaving, kind of woke up and shared some coffee with me. So that was fantastic too. Don't usually get to camp and have coffee. So rolled out of there. And then it's been a really nice ride over here I'm in Berlin, New Hampshire now. Did make it to that campground and got some water. There's a spring on the way over. So that's all been kind of easy going as far as getting water and staying hydrated today. The ride in here was mostly easy. I mean, there's somewhere and there's a 7 mile climb, but it wasn't super steep. Not any hike bikes today, which was really nice. The only negative of it all was some washboard for about 5 miles coming in here to Berlin or just outside of Berlin. That was very Tour Divide reminiscent, but thankfully only about 5 miles of it. So I'm here in Berlin, just had a big giant burrito and picked up some iron and charcoal iron because I was anemic when I went to the hospital back in Nova Scotia, and I've been meaning to pick some up since. And charcoal in case I get into some bad water again. So got those taken care of, got my feed, let things charge for a minute, and I'm going to push on at least to Brenton Woods tonight. Maybe I'll get past that. I'm not really sure. I know there's a little bit of climbing coming, but it doesn't seem like a ton. So we'll just see. Hopefully it all rolls pretty smooth. So that's it. Thanks for listening, and I'll check in again soon. Bye.